you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, January 9th, 2026. Oh, listening friend, do you feel prayed up? Are you going to be encouraged? I hope so, because today's message is all about peace and security. Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church here in Springfield will facilitate our discussion. A Room of Friends joins us again for this Friday edition. It's been, what, a month or two? And 2 months ago, Dave Fitch, our Director of Development, filled in. And so Dave's joining us. He's on my right, and June, and just a room full of friends. So we hope it's going to be a profitable study and conversation. In fact, if you're coming out of that last year and you're stressed, or you're mindset is such like, how am I going to get through the next day, or how am I going to provide food on the table? Maybe you're struggling within a relationship or a situation and you're kind of downcast or hurting. Well, I hope through our discussion and through God's word, we're going to learn that he's a God of peace and he loves to work and organize, and he's in the redemptive business to bring us closer into a relationship with Jesus, to help us navigate and to find our security in him is through reading the word, attending church, fellowshipping with other like-minded believers. But I hope our discussion today will be an encouragement. And Mark, you, amongst other people, prayed, and I think some of your prayer for the listener today, I would love you to share that, why you want people to understand God's peace.
I've met so many people in life, and as a pastor, I've been a pastor for 40 years, and I've talked to a lot of people who don't have peace. And no matter what you have in life, no matter what position you are in life, no matter what things look like around you in life, if you don't have peace, you don't have life to the full. You're miserable. You're laying awake at night worrying about things. You're worrying through the day. You feel stress in your life that is very unhealthy and not good for us. And those things are usually built on circumstances. So I've had people tell me, if I could just get married, I'd be happy. And you know, they don't have anybody in sight. They just want to get married. Or if I could just get a new job, I'd be happy. Or if I could just move to another city, I would be happy. And then they do all of those things, and guess what? They take their lack of peace with them. They take their worry, their fret, their problems with them into those things. And so, Mark, my prayers for people who are listening today, those of you who are listening to us today, if your life is a life full of turmoil, if your life is a life full of stress, if your life is a life full of anxiety, what does God offer us? I can sit here today and tell you, I want you to have peace, but I don't have any power. God is the one who has power. He's the one that can breathe peace into our life if we allow him to.
And one thing I appreciate about you, Mark, in your preaching style, you focus on God's word. You don't just want opinions or ways we might find peace through entertainment or relaxing or whatever. What does God's word say, and what does God want us to know from his instruction manual, his love letter, his book, the Bible?
Absolutely.
So listening friend, whatever you're going through today, or maybe you're having a great day, and thank God for that, but for many of us, or many of you that are tuned in today, you might be stressed out, you might be contemplating change, you might have many unknowns, there might be health issues or doctor appointments you're going to make that you're kind of stressed out and you don't have peace. Well, trust me, Jesus has been called the Prince of Peace. And he's available, he's accessible, and he desires you to draw near to him. There's that verse in James, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And may our conversation today bring about that peace that only God can give. You're not going to find it outside of the will of God and God's plan and purpose for your life. Now, you're going to do a little review, I think, and you facilitated some of this discussion, I guess, a couple months ago.
Yeah, we started talking about the five things that are needed in life to have life to the full. And the first one of those is peace. And that's what we talked about in one of our sessions last time. So I'd just like to review that with those in the room. And for those listening, what are issues in life that keep a person from having peace? What happens to us when peace is gone? Anybody want to give some insight to that?
It's just constant turmoil.
Mm-hmm. Constant turmoil. Anybody else?
No focus. Say the same words over and over and over again to yourself and out loud in the car, wherever you are. You know, just can't escape it.
That's a lack of peace when something's going on in your life and you can't escape the thoughts of it and mm-hmm. what to do. You know, worry is there. Yeah. Anybody else?
You forget that you have a God who knows all things and that whatever is happening to you, He will be there.
Yep. Usually the source of a lack of peace is something going on in my life that I don't think is right, that I don't know how to deal with, that I'm going to have to deal with some way, and it's just eating away at me. It kind of wakes me up in the middle of the night, and it gets in my head, and now I can't turn it off and go back to sleep. So I'm filled with worry. I'm filled with fear. I'm unsettled. I don't like where my life's at. I'm lonely, whatever it might be. And so my question is always to folks is, can a person have life to the full if that's going on in their life? Can they have peace even when things are going on in their life that they don't understand? So, Mark, you mentioned Scripture. Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I want you to think about this. The fruit of the Spirit, the evidence, the growing work of the Spirit of God in us is love, joy, peace. Now, there's more, but just think about those three. So these things, they're not stagnant in me. They are growing fruit in me, and they grow because of my relationship with God and how I walk in Him. So I have seen people with everything in the world going for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd look at them and think, that guy is, he's rich, he's famous, he's got this, his wife is beautiful, he's got wonderful kids, and they're just tore up inside, and nobody knows it. I've seen other people with none of those things, with extreme peace inside, and walking in peace. They're not exclusive to one or the other. You can be on either side of that and experience peace. So here the Bible teaches us that peace is not a product of circumstances. You may be looking at your turmoil and saying, oh, my lack of peace is sure a product of circumstances. But getting peace is not a product of even those things being fixed. You can get those things fixed and still not have peace. This scripture is telling us that peace is a product of the presence of God in our life. And that's where we started 2 months ago, talking about this pathway to the fullness of life that Jesus was promising. He wasn't promising you're all going to have new cars. He wasn't promising you're all going to have or beautiful houses or you're all going to have, you know, wonderful, famous careers. He was saying, no, you're going to have fullness of life. And there's several things that make up that fullness of life. And the first one is peace, which comes from knowing God and knowing that God loves you. And so the fruit of the Spirit, we invite peace into our life.
Mark, when I think of lack of peace, I think of not having a piece of candy, a piece of cake, a piece of pie. But I did think about humor and having the joy of the Lord. And usually that leaves you when you don't have peace. And sometimes
sure
to get out of that muck or get out of that mindset, you need to praise, you need to worship. And that sometimes will bring peace. Even when circumstances are maybe fighting against you or warring against you and you don't have peace, that could be the time when you really most of all need to worship God or sing to God or have a sense of humor, just recognize, hey, I'm in a miserable situation, but I'm going to delight in the Lord anyways. And I love the Galatians 5:22 passage. I have to jump in here because I just love that passage. But anytime I find myself operating outside of any of those, it's one fruit. But
right.
That love, if I'm not being loving, I'm not walking in God's will. Joy. If I don't have the joy of the Lord, I'm in the flesh. If I don't have the peace, it's because I'm operating in the flesh. And I go through all those, you know, love, joy, peace. If I'm not patient, if I'm impatient, I'm operating in the flesh. I'm not operating as God would have me. So I think about that listing of the fruit and at any and self-control. You know, it ends with that. But if I'm not operating in those gifts, I'm operating in the flesh.
Mark, one of the things that we learn is when we're born into this fallen world. Mm-hmm. And now, we're not just born into a fallen world. We are born fallen in this world. Mm-hmm. We are separated from the presence of God. We are separated from that connection with God. So when we come to Christ and we ask Jesus into our life, he introduces us back into it. We now become sons and daughters of God. He's the firstborn. We are the ones that follow. We are new creation. And we now have this ability to have the presence of God moving in our life. And now we have to learn how to think, how to act as kingdom of God people.
Right.
So Paul in Philippians chapter 4, talking about this issue of peace, says to us this, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, listen, when somebody that you love dearly has died, you don't feel like rejoicing. When somebody is attacking you, you don't feel like rejoicing. When the bill collectors are coming and you don't know what to do, you don't feel like rejoicing. When there's things going on in your life, your kids aren't acting the way that they are supposed to act, you don't feel like rejoicing. But Paul says it very clearly under the leading of the Holy Spirit here. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, how can I do that? Because I get my eyes off of the problem and I get my eyes on the solution. God is the solution to all of our problems, big and small. He cares about all of them. I can bring all of them to him. So I rejoice. I've got this God who loves me. I've got this God who cares for me. Then he goes on, he says, let your reasonableness be made known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. We know God's with us. That's one of the lies of the enemy. The enemy, his chief weapon is lies. Where do you hear lies at? They come into our mind. And our mind begins to worry about stuff, begins to get feel what to do, and all the questions come. But we've got to remember, no, wait a second. God is near. Let's be reasonable about this. God is near. What the enemy's threatening is the enemy threatening. The promises of God are greater still. And so he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. This is how the kingdom works. I go to God Almighty, and I have faith that he hears me. His word tells me that he hears me. It's a promise that he hears me. For all of you listening today, wherever you're at, whatever you're going through, you can lift your voice to God right now. You can say, God, my marriage is in trouble. You can say, God, my kid's in trouble. You can say, God, you know, I don't know what to do about my job. I don't know what to do next. You can lift your voice to God right now, and he hears you. He hears your voice. And if you'll begin to just worship him and thank him, God, I know you know this. I know you're aware of it. I don't know what to do. I know you know what to do.
And shouldn't that listener also have that eternal perspective? Because sometimes there is turmoil and terrible things happen to good people. But ultimately, because we know heaven is the destiny and we know that God's character, that God's a good God, we can take comfort in that even when things like it's the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness might be a fleeting thing at the moment, but you can have long-term joy because you know the good God that we serve.
Mark, bad things happen to all of us. Yeah. We're in a fallen world. We're not in heaven yet. The Lord hasn't come back yet. We're in a fallen world. We are fallen people. We make mistakes. Other people make mistakes. Other people do things intentionally. What I have to get my eyes on, if I'm going to have peace, is on my Creator who loves me, and I'm now in his kingdom. I'm now a part of his. I've asked Christ to be the Lord of my life. You're going to guide me through this. You're going to walk me through this. I can hear you through this. And many, many times we have to pray our way through it. So I may go one day and pray my way through a problem I'm having in the XYZ issue of my life and get to the end of it and go, okay, I feel like God is with me.
Yeah.
And it's lifted off of me. And then the next morning I get back up and the XYZ problem in my life is right back there hitting me again. Mm-hmm. and I've got to pray through it again. So when that wakes me up in the middle of the night or when I'm worried about it, the answer isn't to wallow in the issue. The answer is to go to God and to pray. And so I get a choice. Do I sit in this mud puddle or do I go to God and I keep seeking? Because listen to what he says at the end of this. If I do this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. All of a sudden in the issue of your life, it's still there. Maybe it's still going on. But the peace of God moves in my spirit because I'm in a personal relationship with God. He's moving in my life. His fruit is growing in my life. And because of that, what I do with my worries and my fears and my anxieties, I take them to God and I pray and I seek him and I invite him into my life. And it says when we do that, the peace that passes understanding is going to come and he's going to guard our hearts and listen, and your minds, because that's where the lack of peace comes from. In Christ Jesus. That's the hope that we have with peace.
And Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace. And when you talk about having that ultimate peace, that's those of us that see Jesus Christ as who he is, God and yet Lord and Savior. We recognize we're flawed, we're sinners, we haven't measured the mark, and we can't have a relationship with God because God is holy, he's perfect, he's pure, and we can't stand in his presence. But because of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who offers redemption to all that surrender and follow him, and so there's that, Lord, I recognize I'm a sinner, I'm flawed, I don't have peace. Because I'm thinking there's somebody, Mark, that's driving to work today, and there's a stirring in their heart. They're saying, you mean I can have peace? I don't just have to keep going through this rat race or worrying about everything? That Jesus, that God loves me, that I can be redeemed, I can find new hope. And that's who Jesus is. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Savior of the world. He died on the cross, a brutal death, but it was the punishment he took on our behalf. He took away our sins as we claim him as Lord and Savior. And so for that person that's maybe without peace because they don't know God or they don't know his character and they haven't had that experience of Jesus being their Savior, what would you say to them?
You know, Mark, I would say the first thing we've got to do is we've got to trust that God is almighty and it has revealed itself to us. Now, this goes to the next part of life to the full. I have got to stop living stupid. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got to stop living in this world. I've got to start living in the new world. So the guy who says, you know, I want to have peace at home with my wife, and then he goes home and blows his stack at the end of the day and curses at her, and he's not going to get peace. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get security. Security comes from walking in obedience to God's word. Security is when that man goes home and says, I'm going to bless my wife. She may be yelling at me. She may be throwing a fit with me. She may be mad at me, but I'm going to go and treat her with the love and the care that God has taught me to treat. I'm going to treat my kids that way. Security comes from walking in obedience to God's will. Now, when I'm in obedience to God's will, I can be sure that God's going to guide me through this thing. When I'm not in obedience to God's will, I'm stoking the fire that robs me of peace and robs my home of peace, robs my life of peace. So how can I know that my life is secure? How am I going to know I'm going to get a good outcome from that? Have I submitted this thing to God? Yeah, have I given to God?
I just wrote that down, submitted, yeah.
Yeah, am I submitted to God? Am I throwing gas on the fire, or am I, you know, the person who's worrying about their bills? Are they going out and spending more and more money? And now they're making it worse and worse and worse. Or am I bringing some control into my life, some direction of Scripture into my life, so that I can begin to dig out of this thing and God can begin to bless me?
Oh, listening friend, I'm hoping you're finding comfort or encouragement, maybe even a blessing. Maybe for some of you senior saints that have walked faithfully with the Lord for many years, you're just rejoicing in the fact that you have found great security in Jesus. He's your Lord and Savior, and you thank God each and every day that you can confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all righteousness so we can have that peace. But listening, friend, there's others of you that I'm concerned might not have started that relationship with Jesus yet, and you're going to continue in turmoil, in uncertainty, in fear, and maybe feeling discombobulated this very day, well, we have an encouraging message. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've never called on him as Lord and Savior, let me give you a phone number, because there's trained counselors that would love to talk to you about how you can trust the Bible, how you can trust God and Jesus and get to know Jesus in a personal way. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It'll be the best call you've ever made, because I trust that God's going to reveal himself to you in unique ways. Read the Bible also, or get in church this Sunday. Find a friend that follows Jesus and just say, hey, can I come to church with you today? And I think you're going to find that there are a lot of Christians that love God and will love on you today. And you're going to find that peace that only God can secure through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you gave us a little teaser, Mark, that next Friday we're going to be talking about security. So that's security in our faith, in our relationship, and security in life.
We'll talk about wholeness next week. And what it means to be whole. I would just say, as we wrap this up today, that security comes from walking in obedience to God's word. You got the guy who's living with his girlfriend. He has no security. He's outside of God's will. You take the person who is mean-spirited at work. They have no security. They're not going to get security. Security comes from walking in obedience to God's word. And if you walk in obedience to God's word, if you apply God's word to this issue, and I would tell you, all of that begins with us saying our first action step is to pray, God, what may your will be done in my life? What is your will for how I deal and work in this situation in life? That's the pathway to security.
Listening friend, my closing words are, and it's a truth from the scripture, God loves you and he has a plan and purpose for your life, and that can be realized only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Call on him. He's the loving Savior that desires to be close to you this very day. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again or pass it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen anytime. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Mark Johnson, and a room of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and weekend.